Hi, babe. Welcome home. Now, get your ass over here and get in bed. Well, then, get your clothes off, get your pajamas on, and get over here. I'm cold. And I want snuggles. I want you to warm me up. Yes, I'm going through snuggle withdrawal. You had to get up early to go to work this morning. So I didn't get any of my morning snuggles. I'm practically starving for them over here. So hurry up. Don't worry about that right now. Just get over here. All right, okay, I'll move over. Can I be a little spoon? Yay. Jeez, ugh, your hands are so cold. Guess you need me to warm you up. God. Okay, hold on. There we go. So, how was work today? Boring. Okay. Well, I guess that's better than yesterday. You said yesterday was kind of crazy. Kind of nice to have a break then, huh? Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I know I'm the type of person that I'd much rather things be busy. 'Cause then it like keeps me occupied. Makes the time go faster at work. But busy all the time can get really tiring. What about you? Would you rather it be boring or busy or what? Oh yeah, I get it. Definitely. I've had my share of boring ass jobs, so ugh, especially that one. I feel like there will never be anything in my life that will amount to how boring that job I had was when I worked in high school. Sucked. How bored have you ever been? Have you ever had something like that? Have you ever had a job like that? It's just so goddamn boring. You just wanted to rip your hair out. Yeah, it's almost like you don't realize how boring it is until you look back on it and you're like, wow, that was really something else, huh? Ugh. Yeah, just after experiencing some hella boring jobs, I really like being busy at work now. Like I said, sometimes sucks, but makes the time go fast at least, so that's good. Ugh. Yeah, I know I've been yawning a lot. I kind of drifted off a couple times. But I was trying to stay awake for when you got home. because I wanted to say hi. And I wanted to cuddle. But like I said earlier, I missed you this morning. I couldn't say goodbye before you left for work. I mean, yeah, I sent you a good morning text, but it's not the same. I need my morning cuddles. And I know you like morning cuddles, too. It's kind of weird. I've been kind of thinking about it. Like, I think ever since we started living together, it's almost like I've become more touch-starved for cuddles. Or like, I've become just more obsessed with cuddling or something. I don't know. Does that make any sense? Because, like, we cuddle a lot, and I really, really like it. And I know you like it. So it's like, when we don't cuddle when we usually do, it's like, what the fuck? What's going on? This isn't correct. My brain cannot compute. So I miss it. I hope that's not weird. Is that bad? Might be bad. I swear I don't have abandonment issues. Okay, good. I'm glad you don't think it's weird. How was my day? Well, I mean, I had the day off, so I got some stuff done around here. Oh, I meal prepped. So now we got a lot of meatballs in the fridge. And I made homemade spaghetti sauce. It tastes really good. Like, I know it's a lot of extra work, but making sauce from fresh tomatoes and herbs, oh, that really do be hitting different. Yeah, we could have that for dinner tomorrow. I can make some pasta. Or, wait, I just remembered we have gnocchi. Yes, we can make gnocchi. I haven't made gnocchi in forever. I don't think I've made gnocchi with you. Oh, baby, no. You will like how I make gnocchi. I hate, like, okay, this might be sacrilegious. I don't know. I'm not a pasta connoisseur. But I do not like it when gnocchi is just, like, boiled. Like, no, ma'am. No, thank you. That is not how you do it. It has to be sauteed in a pan with olive oil. And it'll like cook it, and it gets it like nice and browned and like slightly crispy, but not like the little brown parts of the gnocchi gets like slightly crispy. It's just good. You have to trust me. I'm not explaining it well because my brain has just yeeted itself into the stratosphere. I'm tired, okay? You just gotta trust me on this. So much better than just like that soggy, boiled, no. Sauteed gnocchi will change your fucking life. Okay, tomorrow. Alright, we'll make it together. Because you're off tomorrow, right? Nice, nice. Okay, same. Well then, what should we do tomorrow? Should we do anything? I mean, besides make dinner together.
Ooh.
Well, that's an idea. We haven't had a good old movie marathon for a while. What do you want to watch? What do I want to watch? Well, don't know. I like watching new stuff. But if we're doing a marathon, we might want to watch some old stuff that we haven't seen for a while. I mean, hey, Star Wars? Always a fantastic option. I could definitely go for watching prequels and original trilogy. That sounds awesome. But another option, Lord of the Rings? I feel like I kind of watched Star Wars recently, so Lord of the Rings might be good. I don't think I've watched. Gods, yeah, it's been like a couple years since I've just sat and watched Lord of the Rings. And The Hobbit, too. It's been a hot fucking minute. Hobbit and Lord of the Rings? Babe, I don't think we'll have time for all those tomorrow. That's like. Do you realize how long that would take us? That it would have to at least be 2 days. Like, at least. Okay. Maybe at a time when we got 2 days to do nothing. We'll do Lord of the Rings and we'll do Hobbit too. Sounds good. What do you mean? What do we? Oh, we didn't make a decision. Okay. I don't know. My brain is mush right now. Ask me in the morning. Oh, I'm tired, and I just want to snuggle. I don't have the capacity for making these important movie decisions right now. What do you think I am? Are you feeling a little warmer? Good. 'Cause your hands are like fucking icicles. I'm glad you're warming up. I know I'm warming up. Finally. Having a nice chill days tomorrow sounds good. And then for dinner, meatballs with the spaghetti sauce. And the gnocchi. Ugh, you're about to have your fucking world opened. Get your shit rocked by gnocchi. I'm glad you had a good day. And I'm glad you're home. Home safe. I love you too, baby.